Welcome to this episode of What You Need to Know, a new web-only series on Writer's Voice. I'm Francesca Rhiannon. I spoke with Frances Morlappé, author of the iconic Diet for a Small Planet and founder and director of the Small Planet Institute, and with her colleague Adam Eichen about a new field guide to the democracy movement they've just written. It's a tool for people everywhere who want to protect and expand democracy in this time when it's under threat. Well, Frances Morlappé and Adam Eichen, welcome to the show. You have put out this field guide to the democracy movement, a field guide. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, one reason, the biggest reason, is that our lives have been changed as we've grown to know more about the fact that there is a democracy movement. And we feel that its invisibility is a real handicap for us right now in this country. We want to make it visible, both to itself so people can see themselves as part of this broad canopy of hope that people moving together toward democracy, and people in the movement and people not in the movement, so that it can grow its power.
You know, I've been reading an awful lot in the papers that, you know, democracy is... The idea is one that's fading, that we're going into a period of increased authoritarianism. Some people, you know, some commentators are tearing their hair out. Others of them are saying, well, you know, is democracy obsolete? What's your take on that kind of talk?
In our view, I mean, I think the first thing that people need to realize is that this anti-democracy effort is nothing new. This has been a thing for really throughout American history, but really sped up in the 1970s, the early 1970s, beginning with Justice Powell, who was a Supreme Court justice, right before, about 2 months before he was confirmed, wrote a memo to a bunch of business executives in the Chamber of Commerce and basically outlined a strategy to fight back against what he saw as the threat to the American free enterprise system. And slowly but surely, this anti-democracy movement has gained success in states and local municipalities and in the federal government through delegitimizing government, rolling back voting rights, attacking campaign finance regulations. So this is nothing new. What we see today, really what we see through Trump, is really nothing but the continuation and kind of the apex of that anti-democracy struggle. So, you know, we take this threat really in the larger context, and that kind of gives us hope because we see... if we start fighting back against the roots of this anti-democracy struggle, we can fix a lot of the kind of consequences of it. So we're very hopeful in that sense. Yes, it's a very scary time. People are losing faith, but what are they losing faith in? They're losing faith in a system that doesn't represent them. And we see that people may be, they may be skeptical of what democracy is because they only know democracy as a very, what Francis calls thin democracy, something that doesn't really represent them. And that's why we're really advocating for a movement that pushes forth an empowerment approach and can fix the democratic malaise that we face.
So this field guide is a guide to that movement. First, describe the democracy movement. What does it encompass?
Well, what is so exciting about it for us is that it really is a movement of movements. And we mean this in several ways, that it is the broad coalition, if you will, in loosely using that term, but it includes both self-identified democracy organizations, that is those who are working to remove the power of concentrated wealth over our political system, so that includes groups like Common Cause, for example, and People for the American Way. And it also, however, includes groups we don't generally think of as democracy groups, the issue groups from Sierra Club and Communications Workers of America, NAACP, groups that are we think of more as issue organizations, but they are awakening to the fact that they can't succeed on their issue if we don't have democracy. So they've come together. One of the groups that we highlight in the field guide is called Democracy Initiative. Democracy Initiative now has 60 organizational members representing 30 million individuals around the country across all issue categories. And so this is historic, absolutely historic, that our field guide so far has about 90 organizations in it. We see that will be growing, but some of them include, as I say, you know, a broad array of other organizations. So we're talking about tens of millions of Americans.
And I notice it's interactive. You have a section on the field guide to democracy, to the democracy movement, where you can suggest your own group. Talk a little bit about that, or one that's not appeared on the guide.
Yes, we see this as ever growing, ever expanding. And the groups that are not yet in it, some of those are local, some of those are statewide. We want to get all of those in the field guide. We also want to increase another feature on the guide is really how we learn more so that we can be a gateway for people to the very best books, the very best articles, explaining the threat to our democracy and also what people are doing on the ground. So we want it to be a multidimensional site, and we want it to have a real sense of ownership by the organizations in it.
And moreover, I mean, to really fight back against 40 plus years of anti-democratic measures and an effort to delegitimize our democracy, we really do need a broad-based coalition. And so, you know, we really do see this field guide as iterative and very ever-evolving. And so we do want as many organizations who want to feel a part of what we call this capital D, capital M democracy movement to feel a part of this communal space. It's really important that if anyone is involved with a group that is doing democracy work, that they, you know, reach out to us, because we want to feature their work and we want them to feel a part of this ever-growing and ever-expansive democracy movement.
I was at a conference on last Sunday of the New York Progressive Action Network, which has already 27 chapters. I don't think it's more than about a month or two old. You know, big meeting in New York City, many local chapters to talk about how to mobilize the fight back to Trumpism and to expand democracy. So is that the example of a kind of organization? I mean, this is a statewide organization that is heavily dependent on its local chapters that are each organizing in the local area. Is that something of what you're talking about?
Absolutely, a perfect example, and we will definitely be following that lead. And Francesca, I wanted to go back to your earlier question about people saying, well, is democracy obsolete, right? And our stance here at the Institute, Small Planet Institute, is that we understand the essence of democracy is human dignity itself. That requires that we each know we have a voice in our own futures. So democracy can never be obsolete because human dignity is at the very core of it. And we believe that in a sense then, democracy is not a choice. It is the only pathway to self-governing, to governing. It is the only approach to governing that actually meets the deepest human needs for connection with one another, for a sense of purpose in our lives, and for a sense of agency and power in our lives. So we will resist that notion that democracy can ever be obsolete.
Yeah, and moreover, you know, bouncing off that point, you know, these state-based, you know, groups or groups of groups is also really central here, because especially for the next 4 years, or hopefully two, but likely perhaps four, there won't be much reform on the federal government stand or where on the federal government level. So these state-based groups are really important pushing state-based reforms. This past election, 14 different initiatives passed, ballot initiatives, have voted on by citizens for democracy reform, ranging from public financing in South Dakota, which was a huge win. They voted 62% for Donald Trump and yet passed an anti-corruption measure that included vouchers for basic public financing of elections, as well as Berkeley, California, San Francisco, a county in Maryland, Maine. So these, you know, group people fighting on the state, you know, for state level reform, that's really where the fight's going to be. So we really do encourage state-based groups to join the field guide, because that's incredibly important for the next 2 to 4 years.
Now, just talk briefly about the format of this field guide.
Well, we allow people to explore it. It's in a number of ways. For example, you can dive into it from the sort of type of activity that an organization is involved in. Maybe you come from a legal background, so you're really interested in groups that are fighting the legal battles. Maybe you come into it from the protection of voting rights and you see the assault on voting rights that's been happening, the actual voter suppression, and you want to come in there. So there, you can go to it that way. And also we have an entry point on the field guide where you can find the type of activity. Maybe you want to do an internship. Maybe you want to volunteer in your own community. Maybe you want to contribute your particular expertise as, say, a policy analyst or a lawyer. So you can enter it that way by what the group has to open doors for you to participate. So we've tried to make it very user-friendly in that sense. And I also want to say about the field guide that's so remarkable is that we counted that roughly two-thirds of the organizations were founded after the year 2000. So you can see right there the quickening momentum of this democracy movement.
Well, that's great. So how can people find the guide?
All you have to remember is Field Guide to the Democracy Movement. And also you can access it through our website at smallplanet.org. But Field Guide to the Democracy Movement is all you have to remember.
Fieldguidetodemocracy.org.
Yeah, sorry. Fieldguidetodemocracy.org is a URL.
So, Frances, as I was looking at the field guide, I first went just to the website of the Small Planet Institute, and I noticed that you also have a PDF, an article called Doing Democracy, 10 Practical Arts.
Yes, that comes out of my life at the Center for Living Democracy, which is a term I've been using now for well over two decades to describe what I believe is the only workable approach moving forward with democracy is to, for it to become a living practice, not simply something we do occasionally when we vote, but something that we are engaged with in an ongoing way, and that the principles of democracy begin to infuse not only politics, but the classroom, the workplace, etc. So that Arts of Democracy booklet was created at the Center for Living Democracy, where we were promoting the idea, which I so strongly believe, that just like playing the piano or even learning to walk, you know, it's something we learn to do, not necessarily something that we, you know, that we come born equipped to do. So we call living democracy an art that we can develop throughout our lifetimes. And the 10 arts refer to everything from active listening to negotiation to celebration.
And before we did this interview, Frances Moulapé, you referred to a book that you're now thinking of reissuing. I don't remember the title, but a book about fear. What is the title of that?
It's called You Have the Power, because the publisher was afraid that Americans were too afraid to buy a book about fear, so I was not allowed to put it in the title. But we want now to get the rights back and to re-edit it some for the moment and to re-release it with a title that that recognizes fear, that has fear in the title, because we feel that right now we need to work with our fear, as we say in the book, a source of energy, that it's not necessarily a signal that we're in the wrong place in our lives, but that we are reacting to something real and we can take that fear energy and transform it into power with others. So that's one goal. But we are also, Adam Eichen and I, are at work on a short book called Now What? And it is really taking the themes that we've been talking to you about, the themes of a growing democracy movement, and why democracy is profoundly aligned with who we are as human beings, that it speaks to our deepest needs. And so it is, in a sense, who we are, and how we can express that together.
That was Frances Moulapé, founder and director of the Small Planet Institute. We spoke with her and with her colleague, Adam Eichen, about their new Field Guide to the Democracy Movement. Find the Field Guide online at www.fieldguidetodemocracy.org. This episode of What You Need to Know was produced and edited by me, Francesca Rhiannon.